Welcome back to IndieCan Radio, your front row seat and backstage pass to the best of Canada's emerging music. On deck, we have Adam Hunt with DMDS. He's going to talk to us about the digital way music is now being delivered to radio. But first, something we've been waiting for at IndieCan a long time, and we'll let you in on that. They've been in Europe more than they've been in Canada in the last little while, but this is Toronto's The Dunes. All right.
We're The Dunes, and this song is called Let It Go.
Put on your brakes, you're full of shit. Back off, back on, it's just a song. Now isn't it? So much for love, it turns to dust and blows away, and it's not okay. So come on, come on, come on, come on. So down, the pull of the world drags you round. Sometimes love can take you under, wrestle you for your life, make you wonder. Get to the surface, take a breath. 'Cause just when you think there's nothing left, oh, love comes around when you recognize it. Love comes around when you recognize it. So come on, come on, come on, come on, and let it go. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now let it go.
Alistair from The Dunes, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
Dunes, welcome to IndieCan.
Thank you.
This was something that was, a year and a half in the making?
Yes. We're on top of things sometimes.
Yeah, for those of you who don't get the inside joke, ever since about episode 4, we've been planning to get The Dunes in. I think there's actually been a few shows where I've said, we'll be getting The Dunes in soon. Hope you like that tune. I hope those people aren't still sitting by their computer.
Yeah.
I hope they are.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, it was just one of those things. What happened? There's always something going on.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and
it
like
one of those comedy of error things.
Yeah, but now, you know, we're glad we finally got here.
But yeah, you've been busy. Let's let the cat out of the bag with the new record. What's it called? When's it coming out, or approximately when? And what inspired it, and what can people expect?
Yeah, so it's coming out in September. The record's going to be called Subject to Change. And we recorded it in a town north of London called Goderich on the banks of Lake Huron.
Prettiest town in Canada.
Yeah, just Back to the Future. If you've ever been there, you'll know what we're talking about, or if anybody from Goderich is listening.
The square, which is a hexagon.
Yeah,
but they exactly. all call it a square.
Yeah, we actually cruised down there in a DeLorean, too. It's pretty wicked.
They're making this shit up, listeners.
We make everything up. The record is about, it's kind of about change in general, like in life and sort of about how, you know, life changes so quickly and you go through so many things very quickly and, you know, from one day to the next or 1 week or 1 month, your life can change drastically, you know, all the ups and downs that you go through and the people that you meet. And it's about getting through those hard times and moving on to better things. And, you know, like the song Let It Go, there's kind of letting go is letting go of whatever's kind of holding you back or whatever's on your back that's, you know, sort of holding you back from moving forward. So,
so the record evolves from song one to song 10 or 12 or whatever, right? You know, there's movement.
It's an album. We made an album. Like we think it's best listened to altogether,
many times over.
Yeah,
many times over.
For listeners under 20, before iTunes, there were albums.
Yeah, we're hoping the attention span is there for this one because it's definitely a repeat listen album.
Yeah, it's got many layers and it's about you and it's about me. You know, it's about people really. It's just about emotions. You know, in writing the words to them and stuff like that, I really wanted to attach emotions to each song. And, you know, it's about a bit of loss and a little bit of depression sort of coming out the other end of it. And the first half of the album is kind of more dark, on the darker side of things. And there's the midway point is Let It Go that we played or that we will be playing. And that's sort of the breaking point and where you kind of move forward into a bit more light, I guess. But there is one reprise. I mean, the second last song is sort of a reprise of what's happened before there. But it's a song called The World Won't Wait, which you're going to have to buy the CD to listen to. Oh, yeah. This is a song called Same Inside, and it's on our new record, Subject to Change.
Don't you know that we're all lost in space?
has always been a cathartic exercise for you, I would think. Is that right?
Definitely, yeah. It's pretty personal, a lot of the stuff, you know. I can only really write about what I know about, you know. And
yeah, I can tell, even when you're writing in second person or third person, that these are probably personal experiences. Would that be true?
Yeah, I would think so. Definitely. I mean, Kev writes the lyrics, but, you know, to give you an idea of how personal it is, when we're thinking about maybe cutting one track off the record, Kev said it's like shooting one of my babies. And, you know, he's not saying that to be ironic.
Sophie's just, choice.
Yeah, it's...
It is. It's like, you know, when I'll say it like, you know, if it says I in a song, I've been, you know, or and then I say you in another song. It is about me, but I mean, and stuff that I've gone through, but it's also stuff that everybody goes through, right? So, I mean, I and you are like, you is me and I are you.
Oh, no, we got a Beatles. Like,
yeah, yeah, exactly. And we are all lost together. You know? I'm now, the Eggman.
For listeners who sort of lost track with you and they're just catching up, they go, wow, keyboard, new sound, new player in the Dunes. Is that because he's got a big car or a van, or was there a...
That really helps.
No, that's why they got the new drummer.
Well, actually... Drive a motorcycle.
Yeah. Let's talk about the new band lineup and
why. Well, again, subject to change is, has, you know, that's why it's called that. There's some, you know, that's another big change. So... Alistair Heath's still on guitars, but from the last album he wasn't on there, but that was a long time ago. Paul Barry's on drums, which is awesome, and Jeremy's just come in with keys, synth, and trumpet. We have a song with trumpet in the on the record. We added a lot of strings and synths and stuff like that, and piano, mostly Paul playing, and, you know, me scrutinizing with this producer, and then we've, you know, we settled into something really awesome, we think. And I'd met Jeremy at my house, actually. My roommate was having a poker night. And so I met Jeremy there after a few beers, and we started talking about music. And so we went to make the record, and I always had Jeremy in the back of my head, like, okay, you know. And he told me he was a multi-instrumentalist, too. So I'm like, okay, we've got to, we can put trumpet in there, because he can play that live, right? So... And yeah, so I approached him and said, look, we need to find a guy to play all these things live for us. And, you know, you're the first choice. And, you know, if you don't want to, that's cool. But we have to find someone. And so he came in and, you know the rest.
There he is.
Yeah, here he is.
And Jeremy, do you feel like a hired gun, or do you put your own
flavor
on these songs?
Well,
there's no wrong answer or right answer.
Well, I'm excited about a lot of things with the record that exists already. Paul has done a lot of that, like technically, obviously, to start, and then and it's there, and it's, you know, it's creating this sound that I think Paul said it after a gig once. He said, you know, the songs are there, like the songs are there, and they're full. There's so much depth to them, and that's what sort of drew me to the band. Well, especially Kevin right away is the level of the genuine quality that Kev had. And but I am excited selfishly too to sort of add on layers, like some of the old album, adding some keys to that, and obviously moving forward too with the band.
You seem to be going to Europe a lot. How do you organize that? How does an indie band end up playing in the UK or Germany?
Well, we're pretty lucky with our label, because they kind of shopped us over there, and we were picked up over there for distribution and in the UK and in Germany, Switzerland, and Holland. So since we got picked up, they gotta send us over there to show the goods off. You know what I mean? So
promote the merchandise.
Yeah, we really want to get over there as much as possible. We like, you know, I think we all like the idea of traveling and seeing new places and meeting new people. So we really just want to travel and keep this thing on the road. And we're this is a short trip we have coming up, but I mean, we all fully want to be on the road all the time, especially over there. Here's cool too, but the towns are a lot closer over there.
That's for sure.
You know what
that's
I mean?
That's for sure.
And gas is pretty expensive.
Yeah, that's right. A typical Canadian tour is 12 dates and 10,000 kilometers.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yes, about right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, knock him dead in on the continent and come back. And I really think you got something going with this record, and wish you all the luck with it.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. You bet. We won't wait a year and a half for the next one, will we?
Probably two and a half.
Two and a half, yeah.
No, yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah, we can do it. We should be able to. We play it every day.
Okay. Hi, this is John from the Dunes. This is Settling In.
Carol Pope.
And Kevin Staples from Rough Trade.
And you're listening to
Indie Can Radio.
Mama, is your boy home? I used to see him here.
No, my son has gone away and you won't find him here.
Is he over there? Fighting in that war.
No, my son has left that place. We'll see him never more.
Was he fighting for? Did he really understand?
When I stood for something, if I felt it was right, there He's
That was Sky Sweeneum. Why? Well, that goes out to Julianne. Julianne and Mary worked very hard to put on our IndieCan birthday bashes back in May. I know she's a big fan of that band, and I just thought of that because last night I was talking to Paul Murphy of Wintersleep, and he knows a bunch of the guys in the Sky Sweeneum band, and we were talking about that. I thought, oh, right, okay, well, that's a CD that's just been sitting around forever. I'll put it on. And before that, Peter Katz. Now, Peter Katz is an artist who just loves music. I see him everywhere. He is out seeing new bands. He's a great artist in his own right, as you can tell by that song, These Are the Days. And I saw him at Hay Ocean last night, and I'm very pleased to tell you that Hay Ocean will be live at IndieCan very soon. I've known them since I first went out to Vancouver to do our first ever Vancouver indie scene some time ago. And Tom of Lotus Child, who engineered those first Vancouver indie scene shows for me, I was looking for some extra material. He said, check these guys out. And I've been looking forward to getting them in here ever since then. And that was quite some time ago, episode 20. Man, that seems like a long time ago. And our industry insider on that particular episode was Neil Osborne of 5440, talking about their many years in the music industry and their life now as an independent back with True North Records. And we started the set with Northern Soul, which is a 5440 song. Female vocalist. I wish I knew something more about that I could tell you, but it's an important song. There's a video to it, unlike any other 5440 video, and there's been a lot of 5440 videos. That's on our MySpace, so if you haven't already had a look at that, check it out. And anyway, I loved the guitar as it tailed off at the end of that song. Really liked it. Next up, I'm going to share from you something from the record by Parker. The two principals in Parker, Tom and Thomas, as a matter of fact, one of which is from Freshwater Drum, they put this album together. It really is on the theme of personal crisis, and Kevin of the Dunes was talking about the cathartic process of songwriting for him. Anyway, this song... if there's a personal crisis, it's narcissism, but it's a great song. So let's go, Parker. Here we go.
And I wish you could see me as others do. I wish you could be me and love it too. I'm not over the answer you gave to me. It's not over until we want it to be. Until we want it to be. It's like I love my. Oh, man, I love you, baby.
This is Kevin from the Dunes, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
From pieces created, likened to Nickelback and Metallica, some like it hard, so there you go. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the new digital way music is delivered to radio. We often picture radio programmers or program managers' desks as being covered with CDs. It's just not how it is anymore, and we're going to hear all about that. But next, from Hunter's Lullaby, Rain Maida. This is an artist who was in here on episode 78, and a lot of people like that show. And go ahead, listen again. All of our shows are in our archive page at IndieCan.com, and you're not a pig to take seconds. Go for it. What the heck? It's meant to be enjoyed over and over again. So anyway, here's Rain Maida.
I remember the days when we talked for hours. When we were young, we thought we had superpowers. We kissed the sky, expanded our minds, thought we could fly. We were dreamers, and we'd never die. We were young punks, but we showed potential. It was us against the world, we weren't sentimental. We weren't our problems, our age, or our paychecks. And we weren't taking anybody's shit. If I knew now what I knew then, I'd back up, do it all again.
Take a bow, take it real slow. Take a at your parents' basement. This underground was for sinners and we embraced it. Magic pills, fairy tales, Sid Barrett's ghost. Oh, we all got on that spaceship. We measured our lives in coffee spoons, and those Friday nights quickly turned into Sunday afternoons. We weren't our money, our muscles, or our regrets. We were having a near life experience. If I knew now what I knew then, I'd back up, do it all again. I'd take a bow, take it real slow, take a ride down a yellow brick road. Remember the days when we talked for hours. When we were young, we thought we had superpowers. We weren't our problems, our age, or our paychecks. And we weren't taking anybody's shit. If I knew now what I knew then, I'd back up, do it all again. I'd take a bow, take it real slow, take a ride down a yellow brick road. Knew now what I knew then, I'd back up, do it all again.
This is Adam Hunt with DMDS, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
Hey, Adam. So let's talk a little bit about you and your life in the music business. I understand in your family, musical talent just skips a generation, but not love for music. Is that right?
Well, apparently it's gone through a couple generations and then unfortunately skipped me. Yeah, my grandfather was a very accomplished trumpet and cornet player in classical music. He was actually the leader of the RCF Air Command Band during World War II.
Cool.
And they had the
story.
Privilege of playing in front of, you know, the Queen of England, everything like that, traveling around the world. And he came back here and he became the first Canadian president of the American Bandmasters Association, which is a pretty cool thing. And he was also the chief of entertainment at the Canadian National Exhibition, the CNE. So he was responsible for booking all the big acts they used to have there.
Yeah, used to. Yeah, I mean, they've got this beautiful bandstand there that never gets used.
Yeah, it's unfortunate,
yeah.
Really. Yeah.
Yeah, and can you tell our listeners just what, you'll have to help me again, digital
mm-hmm. media
distribution systems is, in such a way that, you know, will be interesting to them and they won't change the channel.
Well, I'll try my best there. It's DMDS, and what it is basically is a way to deliver your music in broadcast quality digital files to radio stations and other media outlets of your choice. We expressly developed it to sort of enhance the old model of burning CD singles, stuffing envelopes with mailing lists and overnight couriering them or mailing them out to radio stations across the country. We started that in 2003. We did a pilot with EMI Music.
I remember hearing about it, probably mm-hmm. at North by Northeast. Or
probably, yeah.
Festival.
Yeah, you might remember a band, like a punk band from Burlington called Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're together anymore, but they were the first. They had the first single that was actually, it was mastered in the studio, sent to the promotion department at EMI through the DMDS system, and then sent out to radio stations across the country on the system.
Without ever going to a disc.
Without ever going to a disc, exactly.
So for this to work, you have to have radio stations that are on board with it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have labels or radio trackers or promotional people who are on board with it, and then it's just a way for them all to communicate with each other. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. We're working with all four of the major labels in Canada and a lot of the U.S. as well, and they've completely discontinued servicing radio with hard disks. They don't send out CDs anymore. So radio programmers across the country are used to receiving their new music through DMDS every day. So what we've done is we've incorporated a solution for smaller independent artists and labels to use the system as well. Sort of levels the playing field between the major and the independent labels and artists.
In terms of being able to get it out to them. And it costs nothing for someone to receive your files. But as a vendor or sender, then you've got to subscribe or something. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. It's kind of like using a courier, right? You pay to have it delivered,
right.
But the recipient just takes it.
Yeah.
Another interesting feature is it's not just delivery. It's also a promotional marketing system, because each recipient, when you send them a song, they get an email notification with the pictures and any promotional information you'd like to include that lets them know the track's there, so they can log in directly and download it right away.
So it comes with an EPK, an electronic press kit?
Of sorts, yeah. Exactly, yeah. Like that. It's all in with the delivery service, so it cuts out all the costs of producing those CD singles and all the shipping handling fees and the artwork as well. You can do it all online. It is, as I'm sure you guys talk about a lot, is this age is becoming a do-it-yourself age, and we are another service that independent bands and artists, the do-it-yourself folks, can use to their advantage. We've developed a handful of partnerships with indie service companies throughout the country, like RDR Music Group and Indie Pool and MMS Music Manufacturing System Services, who do services like manufacturing CDs, etc. They also offer the DMDS service. So you pay a fee per delivery, and they can get that track to any radio station of your choice in the U.S. and Canada.
So if you're with someone like, we'll use Indie Pool as an example.
Sure.
I've got an EP or a CD with them, and I say, here's a list of the radio stations I want you to deliver it to, and mm-hmm. they'll charge me a fee per station that it actually gets sent to. Is that,
yep,
is that how
that's absolutely right. And they can put in your branding, so if you have a label logo or label name, they can send it out as that label, so the recipients never see that it's Indie Pool. They just see that it's you.
Right.
And, it's getting that music there the same way the major labels are doing it. So it really levels the playing field. So nowadays, if you're doing promo distribution on CD, you're really behind the eight ball there. You're going to be overlooked by the programmers.
Sure.
Because it's not the way that they're used to receiving music.
Not anymore.
Exactly.
It's no longer it's the stack of CDs on the desk
mm-hmm.
that, maybe they'll get to, maybe they won't.
Exactly, yeah. So there's no more, yeah. I'll listen to your track. It's on my desk somewhere. I'll call you back when I find it. No, because they can search directly on the webpage to find your music.
Well, let's go with back on the indie theme.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any particular sort of what you would call a success story with a sort of young, emerging band that, because of your service, it really helped them to launch them or get more attention from, radio trackers or program managers?
Recently, there's a band called State of Shock.
Know them well,
yeah.
West Coast band.
Exactly, and they've had a huge radio hit at rock radio in Canada over the
Money
past
Honey.
Couple months. Exactly, yeah. Money Honey. I believe they sent out their track through Frontside Promotions,
mm-hmm.
which is another, an independent promotions company that uses the DMDS service
yep.
for their promotional distribution. And of course, it's top 10, maybe top 5 radio hit in Canada, and they're starting to gain a lot of success in the States right now as well.
Do you like the song?
I do, yeah.
Okay, we'll play it.
Okay, let's do it.
As I'm staring through this fire, it's too late to make you mad. So far from where we started, so far from what we wanted. And as both our worlds fall down, we have lost and we have found. So far from where we started, so far from what we wanted. I've made mistakes that I can't erase. I've made mistakes. If I had more money, honey, would you love me, love me, love me? If I wasn't just somebody like me, like me. If I had more money, honey, would you love me, love me, love me? If I wasn't just somebody like me, like me. I've made mistakes that I can't erase. I've made mistakes.
Thank you.
one more little ditty from the Dunes that we did live at IndyCan. This is kind of bootleg. Enjoy it. Here you go. It's not unlike any other Dunes music you've ever heard, and we'll see you next week.
Good. Let's exit.
Okay, we're good. All right, so this is a song that we just made up while you guys were getting water for us. And we have a $45 keyboard here that just happens to have rap samples, so we're just going to make something up, and I'm going to sing Big Daddy Kane's R.A.W. for a little while.
Lesson.
There you go.
One, 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 two, three. Lesson. DJ! MCs and move on the scenes. I don't conquer like another rapper could be, cause I'm at my apex when others are below. Nothing but a milliliter, I'm a kilo. Second to none, I'm making MCs run, so don't try to step to me, cause I ain't the one. I relieve rappers just like Tylenol, and you know it, so I don't see why you all try to front, perpetrating the stunt, cause you know that I'll smoke you up like a blunt. I'm genuine like Gucci, raw like sushi. Stage and blade is what rap is to me. You wanna create chaos and mayhem, I go rock the party till the AM. All made of muscle, I grab the mic and hustle, and I got more rhymes than a make side muscle, cause I rhyme with authority, superiority. I captivate the whole crowd, it's a majority. The rhymes I use are definitely amused. I'm better than Dynasty or Hill Street Blues. For show, for show, for show, for show, for show, for show. Cause I get raw. Oh yeah,
okay.
That's how it goes.
Good.
A little more.
Excellent.
So all your other MCs, I hope you're real good listeners, cause in this battle I'm taking no prisoners. Slaying MCs right on the spot, cause I'm the master of the rap, the doctor of the rock, jack of all spades, the master of one. And what I'm at is for having fun. We got 3 minutes left to rock this funk, to separate the good stuff from the junk. Take it to the bridge, Jerry.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndyCan.com.